This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's important for parents to monitor what public schools are teaching their children and also what the schools are not teaching. If you want your children to grow up to be patriotic citizens, they must be taught American history as it really happened, not as the liberals wish it had happened. It's become pretty clear that the liberals would like to wipe out our religious heritage and pretend we've always been a very secular nation. Today's schools seem to be more concerned with teaching our kids a philosophy of political correctness, diversity, multiculturalism, and feminism. One way to teach the truth about our heritage and dispel false myths is to take a trip to Washington, D.C., and read the many religious inscriptions that are engraved in stone on our famous monuments. Another way is to honor our nation's birthday today, the 4th of July, by reading and rereading the Declaration of Independence. As you read the Declaration of Independence on this 4th of July, reflect on the fact that it is America's great religious document, the official affirmation by the American people of their belief and faith in God. The Declaration affirms God's existence as a self-evident truth that requires no further discussion or debate. The nation created by the Great Declaration is God's country. The rights it defines are God-given. The actions of its signers were God-inspired. Many of the men who signed the Declaration paid for their courage with their lives and fortunes, and that's why we are able to enjoy our freedom and independence today. The Declaration contains 5 references to God. God as supreme lawmaker, God as creator of all men, God as the source of all rights, God as the world's supreme judge, and God as our protector on whom we can rely.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders will equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. Machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. All will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. Fight to free the world, to fulfill the promise. Let us all unite.
You're in the Corporation Nation. I'm your host, Clint Richardson. And joining me today is the illustrious, the infamous Walter Burian of Kaffir1.com, a gentleman that I consider a friend and mentor. And I don't want to get right into it today. The first thing I want to talk about with Walter is, well, I want to dispel a few fallacies, I suppose, about gold and about the Federal Reserve. And so I wanted to start off by reading from the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System, from their website, which is federalreserve.gov, facts and currency. And it's in the form of a question and an answer. It says, is U.S. currency still backed by gold? Now, I know I have an educated audience, and they know that the dollar is not, quote-unquote, backed by gold. But what is the dollar? What's sitting there is the question. So it says, the answer from the Fed is that the Federal Reserve notes are not redeemable in gold, silver, or any other commodity. This means, of course, that you can't trade in your dollar for a commodity. In fact, you are the commodity. Federal Reserve notes have not been redeemable in gold since January 30th, 1934, when the Congress amended Section 16 of the Federal Reserve Act to read, the said Federal Reserve notes shall be obligations of the United States. Remember that. That's a very important term. Federal Reserve notes shall be obligations of the United States. They shall be redeemed in lawful money on demand at the Treasury Department of the United States in the city of Washington, District of Columbia, or at any Federal Reserve bank. Federal Reserve notes have not been redeemable in silver since the 1960s. Goes on to say the Congress has specified that Federal Reserve banks must hold collateral equal in value to the Federal Reserve notes that the Federal Reserve Bank puts into circulation. This collateral, another very important word, is chiefly held in the form of U.S. Treasury, federal agency, and government-sponsored enterprise securities. So the question that we are, the fallacy that we have to dispel here, is the difference between something that is backed and redeemable and something that is collateralized. They are two different legal terms. Now, Walter actually wrote a wonderful, wonderful article, which was titled, So You Want a Gold-Backed Currency? the 50-year plan is coming to a close. And before we get to Walter, I just want to read one more little thing. And this is actually out of, excuse me, the Federal Reserve Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, of which Walter is the guru, if you will. Again, me, his student. Gold, this is a quote, gold is valued at the statutory price of $42.29 per fine troy ounce. So this is the statutory price that the government agreed with the Federal Reserve to put on gold. The number of fine troy ounces was 261,498,900 troy ounces as of September 30th, 2010 and 2009. Now, this is actually the 96th, if I'm not mistaken, audit of the Federal Reserve. That is what the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report is. Yes, I said audit. Gold, The market value of gold at the London fixing was $1,307 per fine troy ounce at the close of September 30th, 2010. Of course, we know that fluctuates. But see, this is not valued at the market price. It's valued at the statutory price of $42.29. So, gold totaling $11.1 billion at the statutory price as of September 30th, 2010, was pledged as collateral for gold certificates issued and authorized to the Federal Reserve Banks by the Secretary of the Treasury. So, Walter, what the heck's going on here? Now, there's a mythology around that all the gold disappeared and it's gone. It's not no longer. It was just taken away and it doesn't. But in fact, it's actually sitting there held by the Treasury, and it is collateralizing the circulating Federal Reserve notes. Can you explain that a little further?
Well, first of all, good evening, global community. And let's qualify a few things on the gold first. When they did the assignment in 64 to the Federal Reserve, the U.S. Treasury assigned all of the gold down to the last ounce over to the Federal Reserve. Now, people in general, I've noticed, they have no idea of perspective. And if you took a look at the total ounces of gold based on statutory price, you're at about $87 billion in value at statutory price. Now, $87 billion is a grain of sand on the beach, as I think everyone should know when they see these trillions of dollars floating around, being traded, bartered with. So, in reality, all of the gold in the U.S. Treasury and people talking, well, is it there? Is it disappeared? Has it moved? Where is it? That's like saying, where are all the nickels in your pocket change jar? You know, the back when they did the switch, you know, probably less than 1% when we had gold and silver currency. You know, there was probably less than 1% of the gold and silver around to back the currency. So, you know, they switched over to a fiat currency, the U.S. dollar in 63. And what this did, it was kind of a smart move on their part because it gave the ability for unlimited expansion.
Yeah.
You know, if the U.S. wanted to try to even back the currency with precious metals, even back in 63, 64, to have a one-on-one backing, I mean, you know, prices would have soared through the roof to be able to buy the physical to back the currency.
When you say backing, that would mean that people could actually go in and demand their gold. But by collateralizing and taking the gold out of the public's ability to acquire by trading in the dollar, you now have basically, as you say, you now have an unlimited amount of fiat currency that you can print based on the collateral as opposed to the ability to trade it in.
And the most important thing where people lose perspective also, all a currency is a bartering tool, period. So, you know, it's a piece of paper with ink printed on it. in countries like Northern Africa, where you have these warlords, you know, they'll print up hundreds of millions and billions of their currency, you know, while it still has some type of value, as they buy up all of the hard goods, gold, silver, land, property, businesses, you know, causing massive inflation until their currency takes, you know, $1 trillion whatever to buy a loaf of bread. U.S., you know, the dollar, they, you know, try to keep value to the bartering tool by how much they put out into circulation, how much they draw back from circulation, you know. So if they draw back from circulation, people are struggling to get dollars, thus the value is maintained.
All right, Walter, thank you. Stay with us here, and we'll go into this a little further, the difference between collateral and backing. So important. Stay with us.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
First of all, let me take just a moment to thank you for allowing me back into your homes. If this is your first time with us, let me extend a personal invitation.
Let's build a happy little cloud. Let's build some happy little trees. There are no limits here. You start out by believing here. This is your world.
All right, folks. Welcome back. And you're in the Corporation Nation. Thanks for joining me today. Again, with me is Walter Burian of KefferOne.com. Walter, before we go on here, let's just qualify for the audience one very important aspect of what's happening with gold and what happened with the collection or hoarding of gold. And, you know, what's your best estimate just considering all factors, what would be your best estimate as to who is the main holder of the majority of gold in the world? Give me a percentage. Let's say 80, 70, 90% owned by governments and corporations and the rich families.
But just a quick note on the currency. So, I was talking about the dollar. The people are also conditioned. They've been using dollars all their lifetime. But, their land, their house, their car, they could sell it in Swiss franc, German mark, British pounds, any currency they so desire. They could barter it for gold, silver, land, property, cattle, bushels of soybeans, whatever bartering tool they want to use. So the dollar is strictly a bartering tool, and no one is locked into it as if it's the only name available. But on the gold, back in 63, 64, when they went off the silver standard and gold standard, the large commercial banks and a few of the large families and a few countries started buying up all of the physical gold. And, statutory price, went to, $65, $80, $90, $115, $134. But the majority they were buying was usually between $115 and $134, and, it jumped up to the $175 mark in 1974. South Africa, people heard promoted on the news, sanctions due to racial inequality. And, I spent 8 months over in South Africa, went all through the country. It's one of the nicest places in Africa. In fact, just as we have a problem where everybody's trying to get across from Mexico into the United States, South Africa has the same problem where all of the Africans from Northern Africa are trying to get into South Africa because it's got the highest standard of living. The reason for the sanctions was South Africa was known to have half the known gold reserves underground. And they put the pressure on South Africa with the sanctions to get them to pick up their gold production. The government owned the majority of the mines. When I was over there, I sat down and talked to Dr. Lowell Alberts, who was the head of Energy and Mineral Affairs on several occasions. And he broke out the gold production reports. Prior to the sanctions, they were at about 25 to 35 tons a month. At the peak of the sanctions, they had picked up their gold production to 580 to 625 tons per month. And they were selling about 300-400 tons a month to subsidize, their entire economy. But on the gold aspect, the large commercial families were buying up as much of the physical as they could get their hands on, the banks, large commercial banks in a few countries. If you look at a country such as Thailand, which has basically been amassing gold for 6,000
centuries,
longer, the millenniums, they did a smart thing over in Thailand. The government cannot touch the gold. The only one who has charge of the gold are the Buddhas. And the Buddhas own the majority of all the gold in Thailand, and they live a life of poverty. But they're sitting on actually, a few thousand, tons. I think 6,000 tons is what the report is.
So it's all tied up in artwork and statues and that sort of thing?
No, they have physical bullion, statues and, big ingots and so forth. But the only time they're allowed to release the gold is in the event of invasion, to arm the populace and fight back the invasion or natural disaster. So the Buddhas are the only ones that will sell the gold. Outside of that, they stockpile. India, silver, they're known for silver. They have more silver in India than probably the entire United States has. But when you look at who's been hoarding the commercial banks, the big families, and a few of the countries, if you broke down percentages, they're probably sitting on about 85%, somewhere roughly around there, of the physical gold. The population owns very little. In fact, the big run-up, up to $1,600 an ounce, you have a few people out there with 20 cougar ends or, someone who's lucky, maybe 100. Oh, my God, look at the fortune I just made! Sheesh. That's, grain of sand on the beach. The big profit makers were, these large institutions and countries and families that bought in from 64 forward, that are sitting on the majority, that 85% of the physical quantities.
Well, it's ironic. It's ironic because they collateralized the dollar with gold, and then, of course, they used that fiat currency, which, you know, the paper itself is not necessarily, you know, it's not
value. Well, there's no value whatsoever with the currency, so to say, as a paper. The value is the intrinsic value.
Right.
Of the government and the assets of the country.
And the bottom line is that government has been using that fiat currency to buy up everything. That's the crazy part about it.
You're broken mid-stride.
What's that?
Right. As they shifted into the fiat currency basis, government would collect taxation that's, save about, 3, 4, or 5% and invest it in good year, maybe 7, 8%. And each year, they'd be investing, 4 or 5%. My favorite expression is there's only so many nickels in a dollar. Over a few decades, government became the primary player in the banking, insurance, equities market, and, little bit by little bit, they took over the marketplace, where the entire private sector combined is virtually insignificant compared to the collective government investment holdings.
And we're talking real estate. We're talking, about everything, foreign currencies, gold, silver.
Yeah, 1982, they offshored a lot of the investment portfolios to start investing internationally, Thailand, Mexico, Russia, China, Vietnam, Israel, Australia. Collectively right now, it's somewhere at about 32 trillion dollars is invested globally. And in fact, the largest profits were coming back from countries like China, Mexico, and so forth. And when the people were sitting there for the last 30, 40 years, those corporations are screwing us, all the businesses going over to Mexico and then China. Oh, don't they have any consideration? Well, you have to look at who was the primary investor. And the primary investor was collective government investment funds. They were the ones, reaping the whirlwind on these investment returns.
Well, let me have you qualify something here, Walter. Now, a lot of people would listen to what you just say and say, wait a minute, the stock market, for instance, is not, it doesn't have $50 trillion worth of things to invest in. Now, when you say there's that much investments across the world, we're not just talking about stock, we're talking about...
Collective government, domestic, and international is about $110 trillion as of 2008. And the best thing for someone to do, which you've done many of times, pull up a large pension fund capper and look at the diversification of the holdings. They'll be invested in the domestic equities, international equities, real estate projects, shopping malls, commercial buildings, bonds, loans to corporations. There's the full plethora of diversification is there, and it breaks down each category. And when people look for the first time, they say, oh, my God, I've never had a clue.
That's exactly what happened to me. And when we get back, I want you to explain the advent of CalPERS International and how those investments are actually hidden. We'll be back.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
He's a rebel and a runner. He's a signal turning green. He's a restless young romantic, wants to run the big machine. He's got a problem with his poisons, but you know we'll find a cure. He's cleaning up the systems to keep his nature pure.
All right, folks, welcome back. You've reached the Corporation Nation. I'm Clint. With me is Walter Berrien. Walter, explain to me how this works. You know, I will look constantly at the CalPERS CAFR or the New York Investment Fund, or for that matter, Florida, big, big, big pension funds. And they list their assets individually in what's called the, I can't remember what the name of it is, but it's posted in a lot of my blogs. Because again, it has a wow factor for people, and it's I watch people's eyes light up with understanding when they see how much stock government actually has collected.
And where.
Right. And that's universally in every country around the world. Everybody doesn't understand
and not
that
just stocks, but they'll own condos on the beach and Australia.
But the question, the question I have for you is, I'm only seeing CalPERS of California. So what happened in the 80s with CalPERS when CalPERS split and became an international corporation?
Keep in mind, perspective. More money was, people have to get it through their brains that their cities, their counties, their states are bringing in more money than Midas ever dreamed about in his wildest dream. And, you know, when people say, oh, the Powerball, if I win the Powerball, it's $400 million. Yeah, well, do check your local city, see how much they bring in a month. A large city, you know, that'd be two weeks' take for them. You know, you have to, perspective. Okay, so when things were growing, and I mean, you had this massive expansion and constant takeover of all of the assets, you know, by collective government, little bit by little bit, they wanted to be able to hit the international arena. So in 1982, a transmittal letter went out to all local government pension fund managers all across the country. And there's thousands, tens of thousands of different individual government pension funds. And, yeah, basically the transmittal letter said, you and local governments have very odd and peculiar rules regarding the management of your pension funds. Most of you are not allowed to trade in derivatives, calls, puts, futures, advanced forward currency options. And this,
in other words, all of the toxic assets that we have today?
Derivatives. And they said CalPERS has just gone into CalPERS International. And if you participate with CalPERS International, in so many words, you will not be subject to those pesky little rules. And, yeah, so in 82, they started creating the major market maker, what I call the Major Market Makers Fund, internationally. Now, CalPERS International was set up as a transfer and assignment agent. So they move the money for different groups for allocation all over the globe. Switzerland, Germany, Australia, New Zealand, Cayman Islands, wherever. And, you know, they assign X amount of equity to the funds. Now, if you pull up the annual financial report for CalPERS International, it'll show low balances, you know, $52 billion, you know, $38 billion, $41 billion. And that being, you know, at the end of the year, they draw down their sitting balances. Now, they're not showing what they have brought in and assigned. They're showing their standing balances, you know, what's in for transfer and what's coming back in for allocation back to the local governments. If you actually could track down the monies they've assigned since 82, you're up in the trillions of dollars internationally. And in 82, when they started this, and they, you know, got about $1.5 trillion, $2 trillion under management, scattered all over the globe, Mexico was the first target. They used the offshore funds to destabilize the Mexican currency, the peso, drove it down through the floor. Now, anyone who's a little bit older listening to your show, they'll remember back in the mid-80s, news headlines, Mexican peso hits a new low. Oh my God, Mexican peso hits another new low. Mexican peso at a new low. And when the Mexican government was crying uncle, the Fed stepped in saying, well, we'll bail you out with $50 billion if you pay us back in crude oil at $10 a barrel. Mexican government bid, you know, their number one resource was crude oil. Then we got them for about a total of $135 billion on that deal. And it didn't matter if crude went to $35, $40 a barrel, they still had to pay us back at $10 a barrel. But simultaneously, these offshore CalPERS International assigned funds came in, sank in about $485 billion into the Mexican economy, buying up companies, banks, insurance, real estate, manufacturing, produce. They did so at the bottom of the peso. Now that they were pre-positioned, you know, they backed off on driving the peso through the floor. Peso started rebounding, so they made a killing right there on the currency conversion rates. But they also, you know, passed NAFTA, GATT, and so forth, opening up the floodgates for Mexican goods to start coming into the United States. Now, back in the end of the 80s, anything you picked up from Walmart and Kmart said made Mexico on the bottom of it. And, you know, people were complaining, we're losing American jobs with all these goods coming in from Mexico. The common denominator, which they were not aware of, was these collective government funds were the number one profiteer off of those cheap Mexican goods coming into the United States. I looked at the profits they were making back then, and, yeah, I mean, you see 1,600, 1,800%. Highest profit I saw was 4,100% for the year. you know, a lot of 3,500% in the 2,000, you know, range per year. I added up from when they started until a little over 4 years. They'd increased their market capitalization to about $5 trillion from, you know, about, you know, $485 billion to, you know, $5 trillion in a little over 4 years. That was their first taste of blood. The second target was the Soviet bloc countries, you know, which we were always, you know, kind of battling back and forth with financially. Gorbachev, you know, he was approached, and, you know, we had, you know, things were going a little bit rough in the Soviet bloc countries financially, and we said, well, we'll sink in about $3 trillion into the Soviet bloc countries if you disband the Soviet Union and follow our blueprint and say you're going democratic. So Gorbachev announced he was going to disband the Soviet Union and go democratic. We sank in about $3 trillion into the Soviet bloc countries, Poland, Czechoslovakia, Russia. And, you know, during that time period, a lot of the items you picked up in Walmart and Kmart said made in Poland, made in Russia, made in Czechoslovakia, made in Hungary. And, you know, the returns weren't as good as it was in Mexico. You know, they were averaging 85, 135%, but, you know, still good rates of return. The big cherry to pick was China. In 99, 2000, after the Chinese were ready to come in line, Chinese are a little bit harder to deal with than the Soviets. I mean, here you have an imperialistic communist country. So, but they, you know, came in line, and in 99, 2000, we sank in about $3 trillion into the Chinese economy and then opened up the floodgates of Chinese goods. Keep in mind, those Chinese goods coming from manufacturing plants, which we were now heavily invested in, which now anything you picked up from Walmart and Kmart said made in China. All the computer companies, made in China. Circuit boards, made in China. Car parts, made in China. Why? We were taking advantage of the cheap labor on the, you know, largest workforce on the planet, now turning away to kick out the best products they could at about, you know, 4 cents, 5 cents an hour pay. I think they're up to about 30 cents an hour now. But the profits were phenomenal. And, you know, there were a lot of U.S. jobs lost. But if you look at the collective government investment funds, that $3 trillion went in. It now has a market capitalization of probably about $15 trillion. So China is the number one country where the largest, you know, collective government investment funds rest, federal and local. Now, you'll hear selected presentation promotions to the population. Oh, the trade deficit, oh, loss of jobs, Oh, the Chinese are sitting on $2.5 trillion in reserves. Oh, they can collapse the dollar. Yeah, I love it when I see idiots, you know, posting on the internet. Oh, the Chinese have $2 trillion in dollars, and if they sell them all, they would collapse the dollar. Yeah, in reality, if we cashed in about $4 trillion of our market capitalization in China, and that meant converting it from yuan back into dollars, China would be about $2 trillion short. You know, so you always have to look at the basics and the fundamental realities of what's taking place. They're never talked about, never discussed. There's a total vacuum and void maintained due to the money involved and the power
right,
involved.
Right, all right, sure, Walter. Good explanation. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Media, money, and meds. We control every aspect of your life through ideological hegemony. But if you think you need guns to stop tyranny, then what you waiting for? We've already stripped you of your liberty, privacy, civil rights, and dignity. You want some more?
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's STEMGEVITY. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Science is simply battling to understand what this unappealing object is all about. Battles about. What the object is all about.
Information in the form of energy streams in, simultaneously.
All right, guys, welcome back. And you're at the Corporation Nation. Now, Walter, I wanted to just make a point because now we've kind of discovered how corporatism has basically taken over the world. I find it interesting because
government taking over corporatism.
Exactly. The spreading of corporate governance, basically. What's interesting about that, you know, I've often gotten into arguments, which now I realize was kind of stupid, over what type of ism America is. Is it communism? Is it fascism? Is it socialism? Is it corporatism? Is it another ism? Is it, which ism is it? And I finally realized that it's
opportunism. Opportunism.
Yeah, yeah. It's a perfect mixture, which is called democracy, of course. It's a perfect mixture of all of those things. And what's interesting about what you just said is that all those products are coming in from other countries and they're turning America into a give me state, basically a socialism. So, government is giving us basically currency that can be printed in an unlimited fashion almost, and we are then spending that on the products
that they're profiting from by investment.
Right. It's what a brilliant system. And this is why Russia decided that democracy wasn't such a bad thing, because you can make a lot more money.
Yeah, in Russia, they said, we are the state, we will take care of you. Right? By that, people were kind of slightly a little bit lethargic, and no one was really running on the treadmill on optimum proficiency. So, following the capitalistic viewpoint, dangle the carrot, make them run faster and chase harder and smarter and sharper to, chasing the carrot as you still tap off everything that's being produced. Russia looked at the United States and said, hey, they got more control than we do, and they're making 10 times as much. They wrote the better blueprint. Time to change. But one notation, going back to the dollar, which we were talking about earlier, you have to look at the intrinsic value. I sat down one time trying to figure out the intrinsic value of the United States. Yeah, that includes land, corporations, houses, the whole nine yards, the valuation of the country. And I came up with about 1.6, maybe a little bit higher, quadrillion dollars in value. Now, the currency in circulation is just a pittance of the intrinsic value. And that's what keeps the currency strong, because it's backed up by, valuable items to buy. And then the currency being used in the United States is the dollar. So, it keeps the value, or a good portion of its value, based on the total scope of the intrinsic value. And the intrinsic value is not in the dollar. Dollars is a bartering tool. The intrinsic value is actually in the hard assets. And land's a big one. But, if they tried to, increase the, they've been increasing the circulation of dollars, trillion there, into the marketplace. But when you compare it to the intrinsic value, money in circulation is very, 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 very small. In any country, Swiss franc, British pound, you have to look at the intrinsic value of all of our assets in the country. That's what usually maintains the value of the currency. Now, there's currency wars that'll take place where, a couple of countries gang up on one country, try to devalue their currency so they can buy up the goods at a cheaper price. Yeah, we've been fighting with China for the last 5 or 6 years. Even though we're profiting off of our pre-position investments in China, China has intentionally kept the value of their currency low. They've been price fixing the yuan to keep it low, so they'll sell more, sell more, sell more. And the United States was saying, we want you to go into an open currency where it's traded, you can buy it and sell it, and we want the yuan to start picking up some value because you have an unfair trade advantage continuing to keep your currency so low. And about 3 years ago, the Chinese finally capitulated a little bit, and they started backing the yuan by a pool of currencies. And a couple months ago, they said they're going to start building up reserves of other, EU monies and so forth. And what I always find amazing is you'll have these, idiots on the internet. Oh my God, the Chinese is going into a pool of currency. They want to destroy the dollar. And in reality, the U.S. government's been twisting their arm nonstop to go into pools of currency, to open up the yuan for trading. So it would help alleviate the unfair trade advantage that China had through price fixing. Government and the big wealth aspect of what's been going on, the easiest way is to keep everybody off in la-la land, not even looking at the basics. Or try to throw out a whole bunch of garbage that, confuses the hell out of everybody, so they're pulling their hair out saying, I can't take this anymore. I always say, look at the fundamental basics. I've had thousands of people call me over the last couple of years regarding their city, their county, their state. Our city's raising our taxes, our state's raising our taxes, our school district's raising our taxes. And they can go on and on and on for hours, right down to the Queen of England took it all over through the Bar Association. 1815, they did this. 1936, they did this. And I've learned to stop them. And I'll stop them and I'll say, I got a few questions for you. And they'll say, what? I'll say, do you know how much cash you have in your pocket? Yeah, why do you want to know? I said, I don't want to know. I want to know if you know how much cash you got in your pocket. Yeah, I know exactly how much money I got in my pocket. You know where your checking account balance is? And they'll say, yeah. I'll say, do you know approximately the value of your investments? And they'll say, yeah. What about your net worth? Do you have a good idea what that is? I have a really good idea what my net worth is. And then I'll say, well, you just call me about your city, county, state, or school district. I'll say city. How much cash did your city bring in last year? No idea. Take a guess. I can't. Why? Don't have a clue. What about their investments they're sitting on? No idea. Take a guess. I can't. Why? Don't have a clue. What about their net worth? No idea. Take a guess. I can't. Why? Don't have a clue. So what's basic and fundamental to each and every one of us every day of our lives, since we're little kids, up until when we die, unless we get Alzheimer's, you know, we always keep running a total of how much cash we have in our pocket, our checking account balance, the value of our investments, and approximately what our net worth is. Here, they've created an entire vacuum and void in an entire population not to even look at or think about or discuss the basics. They're always sidetracked. Intentionally so, due to the money involved. I find it amazing they could pull that off, but they did. And if you look at the comprehensive annual financial report, keep in mind all that is, it's an annual financial report. You know, their statement of net worth of what's developed, you know, since inception. You know, Microsoft, Johnson & Johnson puts out an annual financial report. And in fact, if you own one share of stock in any of the Fortune 500 companies, it's mandatory by SEC law. They send you a copy of their annual financial report each year. Here, government, not a mention, not a word, for over 65 years. And to be able to hold back your annual financial report from an entire nation for 65 years, it required the full cooperation of the syndicated media, controlled education, and both political parties. Not a peep, not a mention, not a word. It's kind of obvious they had that. And, you know, they were sent the reports, you know, for the last 45 years.
The media was sent the reports, right?
Yeah, when I first found out about this, I thought it was some big exclusive racket. And I called the mailroom. I was in New Jersey. I called the mailroom in the state of New Jersey who sent out the capper. And I wanted to know who they sent it to. Sir, I can't read that. Read you that list. It's too long. I said, well, how many reports do you send out? And it was like 4,000. And I said, well, who do you send it out to? And she goes, well, we have three categories, media, education, and general. Under general, all the congressmen, senators got one or anyone who requested. Under media, every editor of every paper up and down the East Coast and across the country got a copy. The networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC, I noticed like 117 ABC, 87 CBS. I said, how can they get so many? Well, they distributed one to the CEO and every one of the directors for the networks. Education, you know, the colleges, universities, school districts got one. And in fact, all the colleges, universities, and school districts produce their own annual financial report.
And of course, the universities would want them because they're also very used as big investment tools as well, funds, I should say.
Yeah, the only small group that was excluded from the loop was the entire population of the country.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Walter, Walter's going to be with us next hour as well, so stay tuned. We still need to uncover this 50-year plan with gold.
Financial